And we're back with episode 21 of Idiosyncratic Transmissions. I'm your host, Matt the Madman Breyer, bringing you the best in independent music from across the internet each and every week, bringing the eclectic straight to your ears. And we got a heck of a show coming up for you this week with music from artists Paul D'Amore, October Project, Man Bites Dog, Northside Garage, Lightheaded, and Yamasaki. Kick this one off with one from Paul D'Amore. Paul's a troubadour of emotions, songwriting at its best. Emotionally powerful lyricism fusing punk rock idioms in a personal harmonic journey to the music of spheres. Paul was born and raised in Rome, New York. He attended Bucknell University, where he double majored in biology and music. An accomplished oboist, Paul studied composition and music history, completing his coursework for a PhD in music history after earning his master's. Paul graduated from dental school and practiced dentistry in Ithaca, New York for 25 years before moving to Boulder, Colorado. He actively pursued new music by performing in and conducting diverse groups and expressions of music, from solo pieces to chamber music, from early music and orchestra to opera. He has always written music and considers himself a composer. Pursuing his love of songwriting, Paul has begun to showcase his gifts once again. He hopes to bring his songwriting talents to other performing artists. This is a song from him entitled Once Upon a Time, here on Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
Once upon a time is here and now. with you in my arms. I am loved by you. Up, down, turn around, nothing found I need to do. I've already made that climb once upon a time. Love me, love me.
Taking a swing into a genre that I've threatened many a times, but I don't think I've made good on that promise, with the possible exception of the Ella Fitzgerald song I played a couple weeks ago. Yes, I'm talking about jazz. It's one of my, I don't really have a favorite genre. I just like music, regardless of its origin. I like good music. So, anyway, this is one from Yamasaki. Yamasaki is Tom Edwards, described as an awesome beat-creating sound guru, who is forever innovative in his approach to music. The Yamasaki sound is one that melds jazz, funk, and soul, and big beat. You can find out more information at www.yamasaki.co.uk. He is based out of the United Kingdom, influenced by bands such as Fatboy Slim, Cold Cut, Stevie Wonder, Mr. Scruff, Jamiroquai, and Zero Seven. This is a little composition called Pier 39. Coming up next, we go across the world to the country of Germany, and a band that's been influenced by bands such as Arcade Fire, Blues Traveler, Foo Fighters, and Mike Patton. The band is Lightheaded, and the song is Shelter. A little background on the band. The first time they played live, the keyboard player ran off the stage in mid-song. The second time they played live, the bartender came on stage and turned down their amps. And the third time they played live, they were preempted by a puppeteer. With a start like this, the only way is up. This is Lightheaded with Shelter. Up next is a band that I first played back on the Christmas episode of the show. The band is called October Project. Noted worldwide for their unique haunting style and passionate poetic songs, October Project features music by Emmy Award-winning composer Emil Adler, lyrics by poet lyricist Julie Flanders, and sparkling vocals of Marina Bellica. Singing in close harmony, Marina and Julie have been described by critics as a kinder, gentler heart. creating a vocal blend so seamless that you might think they were sisters. Adler's third part underpinning completes the transcendent vocal sound that has always been a band trademark. Their music has been featured widely in film and television, and they enjoy a devoted following around the world. They're currently in the studio working on a new full-length recording planned for release this year. Check them out. I'll have a link to their website if you are interested. This is October Project, and the title of the song is This Is For You.
This is for nothing. This is for love. This is for what I am guilty of. This is for comfort. This is for pain. This is for something that feels the same. This is for what I recall. This is for nothing at all. This is for how I have heard. This is for
And we head back across the globe to Russia for the band Man Bites Dog. Man Bites Dog are a Moscow-based indie rock band that have been playing since 2004. Over the years, they have independently released their own music, playing many gigs, and performed at several major music festivals. The lineup has gone through changes, but since 2010, Man Bites Dog have settled down as a four-piece band with a fresh, modern, leverage sound that pays respect to the 80s and 90s American indie underground that have inspired them. In 2011, Man Bites Dog released their Safe and Sound EP. This is a track entitled Milk and Honey. This just about wraps up this episode of Idiosyncratic Transmissions. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it as much as I've enjoyed recording it for you. As always, if you have any, if you'd like to contact me, you can email me, mattman@idiosyncratictransmissions.com. We're on Twitter at twitter.com/idiosyncpod, and you can like us on Facebook as well at facebook.com/idiosyncpod. If you go out to the website, idiosyncratictransmissions.com, click on the Contact Me link at the top of the page. There'll be a form that opens up. You can send me an email that way, and all of the other ways to contact us here are on that page as well. Finally, you can call into the voicemail. It's a Google Voice number, 502-509-1607, and you may even end up on the podcast. Ending this week, we look to our neighbors to the north, and by north, I mean north of Louisville in Cincinnati. The band is Northside Garage. Northside Garage is a piping hot five-way of Cincinnati-style garage rock, served up daily since 2008. With roots going all the way back to Cincy's infamous Jockey Club, NSG puts a modern spin on 60s garage sound. They burst into the scene with their first EP release, Grease Guns and Guitars, and after more than a year of touring Cincinnati's local venues, went back to Candyland Recording Studio and recorded Waiting for the Breakdown. Lead singer Joe Raines describes how their genre-bending style came about. We decided early on to just let things happen. We never really made a decision about what kind of sound we wanted. We just kind of said, let's have fun and make music we like, and hopefully other people will like it too. I mean, if you're not having fun, why do it, right? I guess we're kind of lucky that everything worked out as well as it did. This is off of their first album, Grease Guns and Guitars. The title of the song is Fake Smiles, ending up this show. Have a good week, and we will be back next week with more music from across the web.
Random memories burn like flames.